Zelensky and Pelosi. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky's office releasing footage that shows him meeting with U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whose delegation included Representatives Jason Crow, Jim McGovern, and Adam Schiff. His nightly address Saturday, Ukrainian President Zelensky stating that his government is actively rebuilding infrastructure that was destroyed by Russian forces. The rebuilding includes restoring electricity and water and gas supply and providing access to medicine. President Zelensky cautioning that there is still a lot of work ahead, and his focus is on clearing Ukraine of all Russian forces. The host of Saturday night's White House Correspondents Association dinner, Trevor Noah, poking fun at President Biden.
You know, I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
President Biden taking aim at Republicans.
Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year, and I'm kind of happy for him.
Another mass shooting. Police saying a shooting at the Mudbugs Festival in Mississippi Saturday night, killing one person and injuring several others, and that it's an officer-involved shooting investigation. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Biden administration from ending Title 42. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares telling Fox News Live Saturday how he expects a surge in illegal immigration if Title 42 goes away.
We know that there's thousands already of immigrants that are waiting in Mexico now to make that journey or to cross into the United States once Title 42 is lifted. Yes, it's going to continue to escalate that humanitarian crisis.
Naomi Judd from the Grammy-winning mother-daughter duo The Judds, dead at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley say they lost their mother to the disease of mental illness. The Judds were scheduled to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An eagerly awaited primary debate taking place Sunday. Fox's Mark Meredith has the report from Cincinnati, Ohio.
We are expecting to see J.D. Vance, the conservative author and businessman, come to where we are here in Ohio to try to rally supporters. And, of course, it's been fascinating to watch as he appears to be the man to beat in this race. And that's been fascinating because it wasn't that long ago he was trailing in the polls. Vance saw a late surge in support after he received the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And what's fascinating about that is that it wasn't that long ago that Vance was an outspoken critic of Trump. And now, of course, he is fully embracing the president's agenda, and it appears to be paying off. The latest Fox News survey showing Vance now in the lead among seven other candidates in the race. Former state treasurer Josh Mandel has seen his support slip in recent days, but is still very much embracing the former president, even though he lost out on his endorsement.
A new law protecting abortion providers in Connecticut.
The state Senate approved the bill. It protects medical providers from legal action over out-of-state abortion laws and patients who go to Connecticut to terminate a pregnancy. The bill cleared the State House earlier this month, and Governor Ned Lamont has said he'll sign it. Under the bill, state agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations of abortion providers and stop out-of-state patients' medical records from being disclosed. Supporters have expressed concern about new abortion laws in several conservative states and the possibility the Supreme Court may overturn or weaken Roe v. Wade. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A California county not pleased with the multi-million-dollar jury award.
San Diego County lawyers want to wipe out an $85 million jury award to the family of Lucky Fausney, a man who died after being restrained by sheriff's deputies in 2015, or get a new trial in the lawsuit that generated the case. County lawyers argue the verdict stemming from the negligence and wrongful death lawsuit was incurably infected with error, and that the trial was riddled with rulings that hurt the county's case. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.